Venture capital fund managers vying for some of the government's funding boost for the market hope to see it allocated fairly among local investors. The policy surrounding the $300 million fund targeted at startups moving past their early development stage was announced in this year's budget, but it's yet to be finalised and the sector's growing impatient for progress. Prinakaiki fund manager Lance Wiggs says the way the policy is written right now, some of the government's investment will end up going to offshore managers. Rather than allow that to happen, Mr. Wiggs wants the government to focus on strengthening the local venture capital market.
I think about capital in two ways, as risk capital and growth capital. And because we're so starved in New Zealand, we tend to focus our venture investing on less risky investments and more growth-oriented. What we don't have in New Zealand are a really good ecosystem of funds all fighting for the same deals, and you start getting really large checks being written for companies that allow them to win by having more money. I know it sounds a bit strange, but if you give three companies different amounts of money, it's more likely that the one with the largest war chest is going to be the one that wins. And quite often our New Zealand companies fall behind because we're just not as well funded as our offshore competitors. We'd also like to see the winnings as these companies succeed. We'd like to see the investment winnings, as it were, stay in New Zealand and then get recycled into new investments from New Zealand.
That's Lance Wiggs, manager of the Prinakaiki Fund.